Welcome to my personal pensive. My name is Bellinissima for all intensive purposes. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoy my little mind dump that I call my personal pensive. Today I'll be chatting about Poshmark, and because I'm new to Poshmark and I'm like trying it out and trying to figure out like how to get into these people's heads and figure out what they want, and also where I am in like the whole closet situation as far as weeding it down and whittling it to something more manageable, because I'm tired of like spending my free days doing laundry and hanging shit up and folding shit. Like, it's annoying. And zero waste lighting and trying to wrap my head around that, because it's possible but it's kind of expensive. So here we go. So today I spent a lot of time cleaning, or I guess what I consider to be cleaning. Picked out some more items from my wardrobe to sell, hopefully. Went through Poshmark just to see what everyone was doing and how, I guess, like SEO stuff, like if I put certain keywords, what pops up, what are popular keywords. Apparently one of my keywords for one of my, like two of my items, is not a popular keyword. So at least it's not flagged, but at the same time it's not popular. So maybe people aren't looking for that kind of style of stuff. It's just really disappointing. So I don't know, it's a little tricky. So I found some belts that I probably want to like put in the sale pile. I'm thinking about doing this thing called bundling, like you can bundle stuff and just like sell a lot. Like, not a lot, like the two words put together, but a lot. Like a group of items, a lot kind of thing. So I'm thinking about doing like a jewelry lot and maybe a belt lot, and maybe I inherited these uniforms from Hooters because someone was trying to get me to work there. And I don't really, like, I'm small, but these are like really small, so I think I should just sell them. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna sell those somehow. I have like the whole shebang, like shoes that never got worn, two pairs of shorts, and I think I have two tops. I know I found one, so I'm just gonna do a bundle for like $50 for that. I think that's pretty fucking reasonable. And I've already listed a couple shoes, and there aren't many there's not a lot of bites on a lot of my stuff, so I'm trying to figure out like what people are into. Or if maybe people are just liking stuff to like stuff so other people can find them. Because that's what I've been doing. So I've been liking similar things to what I posted. Or I've been searching up similar things to what I posted. Either similar brand or similar style. And then I find users that have cute things that I might want to buy that are similar style to me, and liked it. Because what I'm doing is whoever likes their shit, I look at their stuff and see if they have anything that I'd like. No one has anything that I like. So I found these people who've been selling leotards. Some of them, I actually found some like for real gymnastic leotards on Poshmark, which I found very intriguing, but I'm not a gymnast. And I like having a crotch snap because I'm at work when I wear these, and like it's just easy to get in and out of. Just saying. So I found a couple of pretty cool bodysuit / leotards, and I liked them. And then in my inbox it was like, there's a special offer for this, and da da da. And I guess, you know, people like make offers if you like something. I'm not gonna make any offers. Like, I want you to buy my shit for the price that I say that I want you to buy it for. But if you message me, then yeah, let's work some shit out. But other than that, no. Like, firm like the tofu I don't like eating. Like, yeah. So That was me today trying to understand the psyche behind Poshmark. And I was like, fuck this shit. Whatever. And then I was thinking about my lamp. So I have this LED lamp, which is, it's nice. It's a good working lamp, but it's one of those lamps where you can also have like a different color kind of exude from it. And it's very annoying because sometimes it twitches or the colors change. And so it's like danger zone, almost epileptic seizure level. I'm just like, I can't deal with this. Like it bothers me because sometimes it'll twitch and I didn't even move the lamp. I didn't do anything. It's just been sitting there. And then all of a sudden the colors start twitching and I'm like, oh my fucking God, I can't fucking do this. Yeah. So it was like hardcore twitching this afternoon. I was like, what the fuck, man? I'm just trying to take a nap here. All this shit. What the fuck? And I was like, well, I do want a new lighting situation because I want to get rid of this fan. But at the same time, I want to be as zero waste as I can be. How can I do that? You know? And I actually found like a nearly zero waste light fixture. It's like a German or a Netherland design or something like that. And I was like, that's really cool. But at the same time, maybe I don't want to spend that much right now. And I'm looking for more of a desk side lamp situation versus the overhead. Even though I do want to change the overhead lighting. Like, that's gonna happen before I leave the house. In both my room and this room that I'm residing in currently, which is originally my oldest brother's room. So yeah. Is this like leaking stuff? God fucking damn it. So I'm wearing ankle weights and I think they're like shedding beads. Oh, they are. I feel it. That's so annoying. Ugh. Do I have to give you to H&M? I'm gonna give you to H&M. Fuck it. I can't believe you're broken. Ugh, I was wondering why there were like beads all over my bed. Damn it. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't put two and two together. So annoying. Okay. So that's gonna go in the textile pile. I have less stuff in my left, like what remains wardrobe, but I'm just like, fuck, even if I try to leave, like this is still too much stuff. I really need to slim it because I go in and I'm like, yeah, I really like this outfit, but I feel like I need more than like five not working outfits and then all of my work clothes, right? And then like what else? You know what I mean? I've got two coats. Like coats, cuz I fucking freeze when it's cold outside. I got two coats. And I have like all these other jackets, like various jackets, cuz I get cold or then it's going to rain and you know what I mean? I'm more functional than I fucking look like. It's not all just like to look cute. It has to look cute and be functional. Then, of course, the ugly stuff that I love that keeps me warm and I don't care that it's ugly because it's fucking, I think, in my heart and in my mind, it's cute. But I know to everybody else, it's like not cute. I don't give a fuck. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Went through my underwear. Still have a ton of underwear. Don't really know how to go about that. I mean, I do, but I kind of want to avoid that. And then I have way too many bras still. So I really need to work on that. And I guess maybe I'll do a bundle for those because they're bras and they're all the same size, basically. So I'll do bra bundles. I'll see how well the Lululemon stuff sells because I have like a Lululemon bra that's like a bit too big. Then I can try to hawk that and then gauge the audience. You know what I'm saying? The cool thing about Poshmark is that they, it's just like a bunch of consumers, which is great because I want them to consume my stuff. But at the same time, it's just like, so what are the things I'm trying to get the most money out of, or should I just sell everything for a dollar? Because that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, if I sell everything for a dollar, well, actually, if I sell everything for a dollar on Poshmark, I won't make anything. But if I sell everything for, like, $15, if I sell everything for $15, if it's $15 or less, there is a $2.95 cut. So that means 14, 13, 12.05. So I make a little over 10 bucks each item, right? So 10 bucks, and it has to be an even dollar amount. Like, so I can't say that I want to sell it for 12 something to get it even, whatever. Like, I have to say, I want to sell it for 15 or 5 or whatever. In order to sell, instead of calculate it to get an even cut, at the end of it. So, like, so if you want to get 10, it would be $12.95. You can't try to sell it for $12.95. You have to sell for 13, 14, 15, 9, 7, whatever. Which sucks, because I'd like to sell everything for $12.95 to get that even cut of 10. But that's just me. I like even numbers, so I don't have to fucking think too hard, because I'm already really shitty at math. So I'm thinking if the high dollar items don't have any bites, because this is such a, like, just a community full of consumers, and then they don't want to consume it, then I just might have, like, a $5 fire sale. You know what I mean? Because there's $6.49 shipping. So if I sell every single item, not bundles, bundles will be firm, but if I sell every single item for like 5, then I'll get 4, 3, 2, 205. Maybe that's a little low. Maybe I'll sell for 10. 9, 8. So 705. So 705 plus 650 shipping for them. So that'd be $16.50 per item. So I have to find things that look like they're worth $16.50. So probably all the Forever 21 shit, right? That I still have, because I just gave a lot of stuff away. So I guess I might try doing that and just sell everything for like 15 or 10 because of the shipping. And then what is it? Bundle a bunch of stuff. Might sell some formal wear. Yeah, it seems like a good place to sell formal wear. Definitely costumes. I want to get rid of all of my shit. So, yeah, I finally am coming to better terms with the whole, you want to get rid of all this shit. You do. You're not tricking yourself. You're not mind-fucking yourself. This is not a Jedi mind trick. Like, you do want to get rid of all this shit. You do. Because you want to be freer. Right? All this shit is tying you down to this place. And you're not enough of a douchebag to just leave everything and go. Like you did that one time in college during that one summer. You still came back for your shit. But at the same time, like, you were kind of a douche for doing that. So, we're not going to relive that one summer. Where I hated everyone. And we're going to do this responsibly and methodically and have no regrets about any of this. So I have to do this in a way where I don't have any regrets. Right? Because at the end of the day, I used to be a really big consumer. And I'm still having some issues with not consuming, especially with this, like, floor lamps and tower fan situation that I've been wanting to do. I've been sitting on it and I haven't done it, just because, like, I'm trying to also save so much money in my accounts. So I don't really want to touch money unless it's for food at the moment. Haven't been buying anything on Steam. I have been buying on iTunes, which I shouldn't be doing. But I really like music, so it's just like, I guess that's my vice, is that I like music. Yeah, and today was the first day I stretched in a really long time. It wasn't a whole lot of stretching, and it wasn't a whole lot of crunches, but I did some for a significant amount of time, and now that I know that my ankle weights are fucked, I need new ankle weights, or I need to find an alternative, or something. Maybe I'll just tie a bunch of heavy stuff to my legs. I don't know. But, yeah, we need to work on that. Man, maybe I should just bundle everything. That sounds like an intriguing idea. I'll have to think of creative bundles. Definitely the Hooter stuff is going to be a bundle, so we'll see. Yeah. Definitely for the jewelry, I think that'll be a really good idea. Instead of trying to sell everything individually and try to get as much money for it, that would just be super fucking annoying. So maybe we'll do that. And then maybe a shoe bundle? I mean, maybe. I mean, we could possibly put a couple, like shoes together. We'll see. But that's what I've been thinking with the whole Poshmark thing. It's just like, what am I gonna do? I want to get rid of all my shit. But I still want to make some scratch off of it, you know? So, I'm just trying. I'm tired of housing it. So, what else? I listened to a little bit of Xander's podcast today. If you know We Fancy, or gosh, they're so good. I forgot their previous name, but before they were We Fancy. Yeah, Xander and Happy. Xander had a really cool episode with Megan Bowen, and I learned a few things, like you can take classes and get a green card, essentially, and live in Korea as a foreigner. I fucking didn't know that. I'd have to look a little bit further into that. That sounds amazing. Oh my god. Yes. But at the same time, before I even think about that kind of shit, I need to minimize the shit I have so I can just up and go. Know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, I haven't finished that video I started last week, but I did upload the podcast because you heard it, like two podcasts ago. So I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to do my, audio diaries, like in advance when I have the thoughts in my head, and then I'll just release one weekly kind of thing. So it won't necessarily be the thought dump of that day, but maybe 2 weeks ago. This will be, I'm talking from the past. This is, I recorded this probably 2 weeks after it gets, or before it gets posted. Am I talking from the future? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. You know what I'm trying to say. Also, I did some morning streams. So I'm trying to do this whole thing and do a schedule, which is unusual because I always just like hop on whenever the fuck I feel like it, kind of like when I Uber. And because with Favor you have to schedule yourself, but with Uber and Lyft you just kind of hop on whenever the fuck you want to get on. So my stream schedule is like that. I just hop on whenever the fuck I want to, and it's been cool. Like, it hasn't been bad. I have to say, guys are more chatty now, which is good. More people are not so, like, weirded out by my profile and how detailed it is. So that's also very good. And it's, I don't know, it's been really positive. I'm kind of happy, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't really had to deal with any, like, weird perverts or creepy people, you know? So, that's good. It's a good day. But, overall, Poshmark is, I won't say overwhelming, it's just, like, I'm trying to get into the minds of the consumers so I can fucking find a good way to sell my shit as quickly as possible. Because eBay is just, like, not working. So I just want to get rid of my stuff to people who would actually appreciate it. So, you know, hopefully this works out. And, like, the last couple days, like, I've been really, 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 really wanting to say, like, three scary-ass words you shouldn't say to somebody who doesn't want to hear it from you. To somebody who probably doesn't want to hear it from me. And I'm just like, I think about it, I'm like, well, my friends tell me I love you all the time, but they're my friends. And there's no way that it's going to be misconstrued. But if I say it, it's going to feel like it's a loaded thing to say. And I'm just like, psyching myself out. I'm just like, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I should just keep thinking it in my head and never say it out loud. Unless it's his birthday. And then we'll say it. And then it's okay. Because it's his birthday and it's within context. So annoying. My brain is so annoying. So, yeah. Oh, terrible. But anyway, I encourage you to not do as I do. If you love somebody, please tell them. And don't be a coward like me. Who's just gonna wait till his birthday to tell him. Yeah. Ugh. So let's be good to each other, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening to me to rant about Poshmark. Oh my god. Yay! Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.